double. So in many ways, that's why only if you detach it completely, so then you must necessarily sever other connections. But if you only separate the Ube, you don't have to. Of course, you have to act carefully. So, I mean, but if you are careful, so then it's possible to sever the hope of the connection between the two beds and the Lehi without severing other connections. Eshel Natan and Ruyak is among the boys' father. Vine and Igemi, Milosimoni, El Vishmur Kashi, the Eshel Lehi is the two beds. Ulofe kulma alechi Elohim keyek for heim and kim chibor Shalinon loite me kule yelo gube Tleim ap apol pishu eichi Bitur etzla akhe me alechi Kibus loyokhe kule Efshe shalo yaak ha simonim kim chibor Vroma rabba vachone simonim Shnidal kuru ben feife Viko sal kidai to nidal kuru hanu shneko Me kim chibor am galechi Umshane hodi ifo li kule Hodi ifo ki kule Tleim ap Haidir al vachone kikul kule Shkafu tfori simonim kim chibor am galechi wo die Schmur wie verhebt, wo man sich nicht verkommen mit dem Chibon der Lech, und mal schon mal die Pule aus, die was man ist, aber plötzlich von dem Chibon der Saba, sie mir seh, aber es ist so eine Träger, es ist eine Rolle, die Schritte, die Lippe sind Moni, Hamoni durch die Schritte, nimmt zu Dibri Arambam, Sao Ewen Kei, this is how the Bess Yosef explained the Shinsa. Now, the Oroch HaShulchan doesn't like the Pshat of Bess Yosef, and primarily because of the Bess Yosef Pshat in the Gemara of the Yehudik and Kohadik Mekomeh, so he thinks it doesn't really make sense, but it makes good sense, I think, anyway. So he has another Pshat, the Oroch HaShulchan Rambam. The Oroch HaShulchan's Pshat is very good too. He explains the Rambam, first of all, he is Masik and two things in the Bess Yosef Pshat. Number one, the Bess Yosef Pshat of the Rambam of the Gemara Teretz Iker Koranidim. What difference does it make? What you pull away from what? Whether you pull away the Tobets from the Lechi or you pull away the Lechi from the Tobets. The net is only the same. In a Chaname, it wouldn't make sense if the detachment of between the Tobets and the Lechi per se would make it equal. But that doesn't make it equal per se. It's only the detachment from its source, from its connections in the tzavah. So in the melee, if you pull away the lechi, so then you can be careful and not even affect, because you don't even work in the area where it's connected. So the melee, if you act carefully, of course, if you don't act carefully, so you can sever all connections no matter what you do. But if you act carefully, so then if you pull, if you take away the lechi from the two beds, you don't have to sever other connections. But if you pull away, you take away the two beds from the lechi, then you must necessarily sever other connections. So it makes good sense. All right, he doesn't like the lechi. Then the other thing that he doesn't like in the Bess Yosef Pshat, because according to Bess Yosef Pshat, so a detachment of one simon from the other is more chomer than a detachment of the simonim from their source. He says it's not mistar. It's not mistar. Says he can go along with the Bess Yosef, but according to the Rambam, so a detachment of one simon from the other is also treife, but that a detachment, a severance of one simon from the other should be treife, and the detachment of the simonim themselves from their source in the tzavo should not be treife, that's inconceivable. So the melee he explains, I mean, that's not difficult either. But anyway, we have to say that in the Rav, so why couldn't we say it in the Rambam? I mean, so why? Whatever is reasonable enough for the Rach is sufficiently reasonable for the Rambam. But he explains the Rambam differently. I mean, and this explanation is very good. It fits the Lashon Rambam. He says, he says that the Rambam doesn't even mention b'feirish the case of one simen being severed from the other. Maybe he assumes that it has the same din, that it might have the same din as simonim being detached from their source. It might be, he says, it's not sure. But when the Rambam says simonim shenedaltu berupon treifo, he means that the simonim became detached berupon from their source in the Sabbath. From the source in the Sabbath. So then it's treifo. And it's false because if simonim are torn away from their source, so naturally they're not firm. They don't maintain a firm position, so they are shaking. So it's equal also. But it's also trained for mechaim how to drink the milk. But then, when is a tiko according to the Rambam? When is a tiko according to the Rambam? And but trained for mechaim it isn't. It isn't when the connection between the simonim and other portions in the tzavo to which they are connected remains intact, but the connection between the two bits and the lechi is severed. So again, it's not, it's even according to Or HaShulchan Pshat, it's not that the simonim are attached by themselves to the lechi. As Dr. Bowden assumed, there's a colleague. I mean, that no one, as a matter of fact, assumed. He just made a mistake, Dr. Bowden. No one says that. But if the turbex is completely severed from the lower jaw, so then it will make the simonim shaky. But if it isn't, so there's no hetashritim. Mashayke, if the simonim themselves are detached, so it's not only that the simonim are shaky, they are detached, they are dislodged, dissevered from their source. So then it's treif also, but it's equal also. So Memele, he explains the Rambam that way. It is similar to the Epis Yosef. In Pirkei Tes Halacha Chafale, he says, "Simonim shenidalgalu rubon treifu." V'afirushoy machmas nifile. What does it mean? Simonim shenidalgalu rubon. Primarily, the Rambam is reference to simonim that were detached from their source, from their connection in the tzavah. Not the lechi. The simonim are not attached to the lechi. The simonim themselves are not attached to the lechi. So, but the simonim shenidalgalu, they became detached from their source. They are connected with other areas of the tzavo. They are connected with certain veins. So if that connection was severed, even biruba, so it's treifo, and it's also equal, because the simonim, once naturally, I mean, become shaky, if they become disconnected from their source, so they become shaky. V'chein in niskaplu. In niskaplu means that the simonim themselves were not severed from their own connection that they had through the krumim in the tzavah with other portions of the tzavah. Were not. But the two bits became detached from the lechi. Completely. So memele, treif it isn't. But that will make the simonim shaky. That will make the simonim shaky. Because the veishet is connected with the turbets. And if the turbets is completely disconnected from the lechi, so the melee will necessarily undermine the firm position, the firm, sturdy position of the simonim. So the melee is equal. V'cheini niskaplu, sh'arein eruin lishchito, avol nispari kriv tarbitz aveishet. But a small attachment between the tarbetz and the lechi remains. So mimele, in the Kondor Ashulchan too, the semblance of the connection between the Trubetz and the Lechi is of no significance in itself. But if it's completely disconnected, so then it undermines the sturdy, steadfast position of the Simoni. But so maybe become shaky, so it's equal. But if it's only severed berupe, so then it doesn't make the simonim shaky, so it's not equal. So it's not equal. That's the pshat of the Hashulchan. All right, we'll leave it here. The last line. Upsukes ha'geres. Tone kam upsukes ha'geres berubo. Bichamo rubo. Now the question is this. The windpipe is is in the form of a cylindrical tube, but it's encompassed by rings, cartilage rings. And the cartilage rings do not encircle it completely, but just partially. So the question is, when is it asuro? When it's severed berube, is it when it is severed berube in the outer membrane that will not involve a severance berube of the inner tube, or only when it is severed so much that even the inner hollow will be severed berube? So that's the shah. Tone kamu psukes akageres berube. Vichamu rubo. Rabo amar reiv uvde. As long, in other words, he's machne. The one who says reiv uvde is machne. In other words, as long as there is rov of the, there is a severance of rov of the outer membrane, even though it does not involve a severance of the rov of the inner, so it's already trait, it's already asur. The amrlo roifchlo, only when it will be severed, or it will be a severance of the inner. But if there is a severance of the rov of the outer membrane, not of the inner, so then it's not asur. Now let's see the Rashi. Reiv uvio yesh emrim, there was a pshat, reiv uvi hadeifen. Half of the thickness of the deifen, half of pishul yigia lecholo. I mean, that's a very strange pshat. In other words, so then you don't even need a severance of the rov of the circumference. Not only you don't need the rov of the inner circumference, you don't even need a rov of the outer circumference, just rov of the thickness. So then a windpipe is more chomer than a veishet. Because veishet we say nikel mimashu. But what does it mean, vashu? Only when the nekev pierces through into the hole. But suppose it will not penetrate into the hole of the nekev, then it's not as raw. And by gageres is more chomer, I mean. So that is strange. On the contrary, we know that veishet is mocham. Yeshem revu v'adif v'avol pishleigir lechol v'shibishu dim ki chom rakonim laveishet dilu veishet nika v'rachitzim leir apnim mikosheh achinokil v'cholo. And here we say that even without the nekev penetrating into the cholo, so it's also a soul that's impossible. Now, so Rashi explains. So Rashi rejects that pshat. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat of Reiv Uvio Kleima? Ki misharino, rubo b'Reiv Uvio misharino. It doesn't mean just rov of the thickness. It means the rov of the circumference. But which circumference? The circumference of the outer membrane? Of the outer membrane? And after all, the outer ring doesn't encircle the tube completely. So, b'meile, if a severance of
of the rov of the outer circumference makes it asur. So that's a big chumre. Or only when it is so severed that it includes a severance of the rov of the inner circumference. So he says, So Rashi says, what does that mean? Reicha bakone, that's reicha batzavo. Uluvi atzavo korename uvi akone. Vishiu ze nimda. Uvi hatnuch. Pnuch is the cartilage tissue. The relatively hard tissue, in contrast to the fibrous tissue, which is relatively soft. So in other words, when you have the cone itself, and then you have a ring, an outer ring that is of cartilage tissue that encircles it, but it doesn't encircle it completely. So in other words, if this is the cone, so then there will be a ring the cartilage tissue that will encircle it up to here. It will not encircle it completely. So if we say that it's in order to be asur, so revuvio is enough. In other words, if the rov of the outer circumference, and the outer circumference does not encircle it completely, only up to here, you see. So that's a big. So in other words, so that's a big chumra. But if we say ruf cholo, so in other words, you see, the tissue of the cone itself is fibrous tissue, but the ring is out of hard tissue, a cartilage. So in other words, that's called the uve hatnuch. Uluvi atzava konamu vakone, bishio ze nimda. Uvi hatnuch, vikeidim shiagia lichotzi cholo, haveroi uvio. Im atfanis, vacholo, mipne shidei vnakone ob mil mailo, zarasava reine le korum dak. That's the fibrous tissue. Ustomi kishe nipsak akone mil mailo matu en nipsak. Umehane uvi hatnuch, liashmume le rube. Lashmume le rube. Aval pi. In other words, if we say that the rov of the outer circumference is enough, so that means that the cartilage tissue itself is mashlim the rov, without the including the fibrous tissue, so that's a chumra. ויאמר לו רוי חול, אין את ריבו עד שיסק ריב החולול ויהיו והתנוך אין מה של מורה. אין מה של מורה. Alright. So, ההיא... ויאמר לו ביר חול, עלי בדי רב כלי גם רוי. In other words, the question is, what is it? רב אומר, ריב וביו, ויאמר לו רוי חולולו. So what is it? ויאמר לו, is chelika rav. So he says, no, there are two lishenes, two versions of rav's member. So ahi psukes agargeres, the asoye likamei de rav, yosi vikobodik lo berei vuvio. Berei vuvio, that's a chumre. Omo lei rav kane ve rav asi le rav, limaritonu rabbeinu berei vchalolo, that only when the rov of the inner circumference is severed. But if it includes only the severance, involves only a mute or half of the inner circumference, but the rov of the outer circumference, then it's still muteres. Brev chalolo. So why do you answer merely on the basis of the severance of the rov of the outer circumference? Shadre likame the rabbe ba'achone. Botko b'reif cholo, and it turned out that the reif cholo, the rov of the inner circumference, was not severed as yet. V'achshel. So Rabbi Bachon was machshel. Wieso bin mir nicht? Since he was machscheret, so he himself could eat it. So he bought it mit Lisa Wistere, mit Pschite Biss. In other words, he bought a quantity of Tleisar Istere Pschite. Istere Sloy Medino, Shein Pschutim, Vikali. Istere Stama in Sloy Psoi. Shasela Abo Dino. Istere Pschite U Sela Medino. Shmini Shibisela Tsoi. The Haime Chotzi Dina. Because his Sela is 14 Rim. And a Sela Tsoi is 14 Rim. And the Sela Medina is 1/8 of Sela Tsoi. So it's a Chotzi Dina. I'm going to buy the Kheber Savere, Easter, Palgan is using. We call the horse Salamidin. So the question is, so Rav at first considered it on the basis of the role of the outer circumference. So it was severed. The role of the outer circumference was severed. The rope of the inner circumference was not separate, only a mute of the inner circumference, so half of the inner circumference. So how was Rabbi Bachone able to overrule the psak of Rab? Vatanya Vihovit or Havatanya Chocham Shetime Havir Oshilatya, also Havir Oshilatya. So the Gemara says, Shano Hoche, the Rab Liosamis, Rab. Rav did not assert, he was just considering, he didn't assert. He was just considering the question, he was discussing it. Loi meisa osa. The oh have a boy in Mindike, Berei Ruvio, Berei Shavku Talmidim, Bishadru Li Kamid Rav. In other words, he just was trying to make all kinds of dikis. How much he wanted to know, but it's not that he felt that once, let's say, suppose it turned out that even Rav of the outer circumference wasn't severed. So you didn't even have to discuss it, whether the halacha is Revuvi or the halacha is Revchor. So he wanted to see, but not that he had intentions of answering it in case it turned out to be severed in the Rav of the outer circumference was severed. So Mimele, it wasn't the case of Chochom Shos. Alright. Now the Gemara asks. The Rav was a Mishnah, we keep the Yireh b'Chochom, hei Chochom Hinei. But then there is a Midas Chassides. There is in the Siddes that anything that involved the Shaila, even though the Chochom passed in Tlehet, but there is in the Siddes that Talmud Chochom shouldn't eat of something that was involved in the Shaila. So, the Heiche, Bechim Deire B'Chochom Heiche Ochamine, Voxi, in other words, since it was involved in the Shaila, and after all, those who asked were also big Talmid Chacham. So it was not something, let's say, if, let's say, someone is ignorant and he comes and asks a Shaila, so then we cannot say there's a necessity not to eat from it. Because if somebody is an Amoretz and he asks a Shaila and something that is no, that doesn't involve any question, so then there is business. But the Shealim themselves were big Talmid Chacham. So the fact that they asked, even though the psak was by Rabbi Bachone that it's muter, but it involved the shayla. After all, there was a discussion whether Rechol or Revuvio. So Mimele, it wasn't such a double portion. So Mimele, there is a mitzvah that in as much as it involved the shayla, a very serious shayla, even though the psak was likule, but the Talmud Chochom, it's not the ideal thing for a Talmud Chochom to eat from. So, וחיב דהיר בחוכם יחוכם מנה, ווקסיב, ציפוסית מיחסקל. ואימא, יחסקל לא בסדר, הוא עד השם הלכים, הנה נפשי לו עם יתומות, וליווה לו, וטריפה לו יאכלתי מנעורי, וידעתו לו יבוא בפי פסא פילו. So, דגמור הדרשת, הנה נפשי לו עם יתומות, Hinabshilo mitum. Umvelo utreipole achalte minure. So Yecheskel Hanavi mentions a number of things about himself. That he never contaminated his soul. He says, Hinabshilo mitum osholi arti biyeim bobitum balayu. Univelo utreipole achalte. So what does it mean? Yecheskel was praising himself that he didn't eat Nivelo Treifa. I mean, who would expect Yecheskel Hanavi to eat Nivelo Treifa? So why did he have to mention it? Univelo Treifa lechalti, shelechalti boso, kuskus meilo. In other words, suppose misukenes. So alpedin it's muta. Suppose the behemoth is on the verge of death, and she's not on the, and the behemoth is not on the verge of death because of an organic defect, because of a treifa, but because of a certain sickness of a malfunctioning of one of the organs. So it's not a treifa. So even though it's on the verge of death, and you say, hurry, slaughter it, because if you wait another minute, it might die. So suppose he slaughters it, let's say 1 minute before it would have died. So it's mutabachile, it's misukenes. But still, there is a mitzvah for a Talmid Chochem not to partake of such a behemoth. If the people who were involved with that behemoth said, kus, hasten, slaughter it. So, kus meila, vilibo b'fi psa pigol, shol yachalti mi behemoth sheheiro b'chochem. So what did Yecheskel mean with Bobby Fipsa? People, he didn't mean Pigol Mamesh. Pigol Mamesh, that's a Nisa Kores. A Nisa Kores, he praised himself, not eating Pigol Kores. But it means that there is a Mirasine Shalachalti Mibheimo Shalahoyo Bachacham Shimon. Nos Nomu Shalachalti Mibheimo Shalahoyo Matnisel. So there is no, I mean, it's only a mitzvah to give the matones. It's only a mitzvah to give the matones. I mean, by behemoth. So let's say lechayayim kevo. So if he didn't, so there is no issue of eating of the behemoths. If he doesn't give the matones, he's mevatle mitzvah say. But it's not also bachile. But there is a mitzvah not to partake of the behemoth prior to the time that the matones were given. L'chayayim v'kevo. So, not to partake of it. Hanim means, oh, so the, anyway, so it's mentioned, so why did Rav Achon eat from it? Hanim means in Italian, bisvore. Rav Achon agmore somehow. When do we say that there is a mitzvah not to partake of the behemoth that was involved in Ishaile, if there was Ishaile? And then the Chochem was matter on the basis of Svore, not because of a din mifurash. So then, even though he can rely on the Svore of the Dayan, but there is a mitzvah for a Talmid Chochem not to partake of that behemoth. Masha'inke, if the Dayan passed on the basis of Kabbalah, not on the basis of Svar, advisor of Svar, then there is no Mitzvah. And here, Rabbi Bachon had a Kabbalah that a Geres, only if it's a Sur, only if it's Nifsiko, Berif Chalolo, only if the robe of the inner circumference was severed. But if the robe of the outer circumference was severed, the inner not, not all of dinner, there is no meat. So then it's not us. Alright. Rav Achon Agmores. That Rashi. Loi meisa rosa. Loch ab boi le miti kiberi vuv yov le shifku tal midim shatu le kam berad. Tal mi svore. Di ho sa mika li svuke. Di omer le habi svore maali. Vi hoche rabbe agmores. Di hoche gomo me rabbe. Di psuke sa ka geres berif chalor. Mil se tal mi svore. So, in other words, what is an example of Milsa Italian Misvore? Ki makifim berei, di ikele meima, dilmo loy mit me chazus eshap, uchin dam yelib sore, vidam yelib chveide, vidam yelib ise, vidam yelib merike, di ikim na ikshere, di ikim na itrifes, upom chom teim mariseye. So, what is Milsa Italian Misvore? Milzetali Bisvore. So Rashi says, Milzetali Bisvore doesn't mean something that is based upon logic. After all, logic is its own technique. So in other words, if the Dayan is convinced by force of logic that it's muter, so that's like Agmere Mirabe. But Milzetali Bisvore means something that a person could make a mistake, let's say Ligabi, certain mares in Re that are asuras. So if it looks like flesh, so then the Re has the appearance of beast. So then it's awesome. Because sinful inoki, whatever the reason is. So it's not so easy to determine whether it's mamish deime libisre or it's not mamish deime libisre. So even though only Dayan machine of race, a Dayan has the right to rely on his own senses. He doesn't have to be cheshish, and everyone can rely. But for a Talmud Chochem, there is a mirasides. For a Talmud Chochem, there is a mirasides. Masheinke, if someone he comes to a certain conclusion through the force of logic, that's like gamre merabi. This is why Rashi spells it out. What does it mean? Talmi bisvore. Talmi bisvore means, let's say, like makifim bereya di kolmeh adom lemit mechazus eshabi. All right. Now the Gemara is another kasha, we take the claim of Shode. In other words, after all, he himself bought it. So then there might be losses for Sayim. People might start gossiping. After all, they hear that there is a machloikis. It's not such a double poshut that where a windpipe is, where the outer circumference of the windpipe is severed, the most of the outer, but not most of the inner circumference. Not most of the inner circumference, he said. So he knows that it's a controversial question. And then he hears that he said Mechochem. So he was matared, and then he himself bought it. So people will start gossiping, and they'll say, why was he matared? Because he liked it so much. So that's why he was matared. In other words, that the Chachomim said that you shouldn't do anything that might involve you in chshat. Alright. So here too. Hanemile midedi mazbin mishume. Hochem itakle much. Itakle much. In other words, if it is not something that is weighed, but it is bought by appraisal, so we don't know exactly how much it is and how much it's really worth. So then there might be chshon. But if it is sold by weight, so then there couldn't be any chshode, because there's the price, everybody knows, there's the price. So, in other words, so why should he be matired in order to buy it? He can go to the market and buy a similar piece of meat. So he'll buy it. So there is no chshad. Kiho de rabbi shore trifs, vizob mene bis, rove is it, right, yes. Rove shore trifs, there was a shayla in Treifes, and he was matered, and then he himself bought of that meat. Omrolei Bas Rav Chizde, that was Rav's wife. Omrolei Bas Rav Chizde, Rabbi Shore Buche, Veloi Zove Menei. Rav's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizde. So when she saw that her husband, Rav, when had the shayla of Treifes, he was matered, and he himself bought of the meat, so she said, I know that whenever my father had the shayla in Pcheres, as to whether a certain Pchor had a mum or not, and when had a mum kavu or not, and whenever he was matir, a certain Pchor, because on the basis that according to his determination, according to his determination, it was a mum kavu, so he refused to buy it, even when he had an opportunity. Why? Because he was afraid that he would be suspected of some devious activities. So you shouldn't buy the meat which you pass with his mutter, it's not safe. Omele hane mile buche da shume mizda. Because the halacha is by b'chol, even if there's a moon and it is sold, it shouldn't be sold by weight, but only on the basis of shume. So since there is no definite price, so it could be chshad. Mashinkin here, it's sold by weight and there's a definite price, and you can get it in the market for that same price. So then there is no chshad. Enoch name, to buy it at a discount, you wouldn't be allowed. But if you buy it at the regular price, so then there couldn't be chshad. Hanemel buched hashuvim mizdavi. Hochem istaklum buchach. Maike, but you can still say, all right, as far as the price is concerned, so there couldn't be any chshad. No one will say, I was matterhead because I wanted that meat. He could have bought the same piece of meat, the same quantity of meat, in the market for the same price. But sometimes you find a special piece of meat, quality-wise. So maybe there still could be gossip. Because people say that he was matterhead in order to be able to eat that meat, because that meat happened to be of unusual quality. So, because it happens to be a special piece of meat. Maike mishumum tzemali say, because it happened, maybe people say that he was matterhead in order to buy this piece of meat which happened to be of special quality. Kol yimum tzemali says, Avnoli. So the derech of Robbe was that every day, whenever he bought in the market a piece of meat, they always gave him the best piece. So Meile, there couldn't be any gossip, because everybody knew that Robbe always buys the best piece of meat. So it's not, Rashi doesn't say that the people will be so vicious. That the people will be so vicious. They'll say about Rob, they'll say about him that he's doing it, that he's paskening incorrectly in order to get a meat. So vicious they will not be. But they'll say he gets schar for paskening, and there is aloha, one is not allowed to get paid for if paskening shayles, unless it's chavot patol, otherwise he's not allowed to get paid for it. Don't say din also the otali is mitzvah zeh and nishit also the otali shish al pleini kol rashon liyikach is a chayfet harchik min achiyo shol yeimu bishul kazi kol zeh shit menu lebizu shoret buchem kishol yikim ibu lifonot. Now you see something very remarkable. When Rashi explained Mishum Chshode, so Rashi says, "Lelemru Mishum Nishaya Nelei Meizel Gabei V'Nira Kenitel Schar Alerosi." So the Chshad is not. We don't anticipate the Chshad. People will say he was muttering Shaloi Kedin in order to get a piece of meat. That people will not say. People will not be so vicious. But when he explains Donas Adin, so Amur Chachomim shouldn't buy that if he was involved in a bezin over a certain piece of land or a certain chayfet, or a piece of jewelry. So then he shouldn't buy that piece of jewelry or that piece of land. So Rashi could also have explained. Rashi could also explain. In other words, he shouldn't buy it because people say that he's getting paid that way. He's getting paid that way. But he, look what Rashi says. Harchet nachiyo shel yeimru bishvil kach zikou lo ze sheyitnenu loy bezu. Sheyitnenu loy bezu. In other words, so here Rashi explains it, not that people say he's getting psak money. I mean, psak money is forbidden. So the psak money that Rabbonim get today, so it's only by way of Shabbaton. If it is by way of Shabbatol, if it is in Shabbatol, in Machanam, it's Pisa. So it's like many other things that many Orthodox Jews do, al de arome, which is not proper if it is done derech arome. But Rashi could have said that, hach nachiyo, shelo yemru, shehu mikabel schar din. And that's also like schar roi, the same thing. Here Rashi says, hach nachiyo, shelo yemru bishvil kach zikou lo zeh, sheyitnenu lo bezu. In other words, here there is a possibility that people will say, no, why did he pasken the divorcee? Because he wanted to buy that piece of land or that piece of that chibitz. So how is it? So Monefshech, if we think that when Midayel buys the chibitz in which he was involved, so that might lead to such chodim. Why didn't Rashi explain in connection with paskening Ishaile? Let's say in Treves, that people might say that it's Treve, but he paskened its mother. The answer is, people are not so vicious. We don't have to anticipate that people would be so malicious and vicious that they would say about it, Ayin, that intentionally he paskened that it's muter when he knew that it's dead. People are not so vicious. But when it's ishaile in the Torah, b'nodu mechavere, so then that means, so the Chafetz Chaim says, ki ashei chatira v'reini chachomim v'yisal yivdivri tzadiki. So as a matter of fact, I mean, according to Rashi's pshat, that Chofetz Chaim's word is not has no basis, because Rashi says "Kashir hatia v'rein lechachomim v'yisalim divrei tzadikim." It doesn't mean the words, decisions of righteous people, but dvorim tzadikim. But apparently there is another pshat. Divrei tzadikim means even the words of tzadikim of righteous people. So he says if the Torah itself is made that a certain person is a tzaddik, so then you can't have any misgivings about the righteousness of that person. Even if just an ordinary Talmud Chochem will give a certain appraisal and say, this person is a real tzaddik. So, then you'll have great confidence in that kind of evaluation. Now, if the Torah itself is making an evaluation of certain people, then they are tzaddikim. So then there can't be any doubt that he's a real tzaddik. I mean, there is no iota of indecency in that person, if the Torah itself. Still, the Torah says that if he accepts it right, so his judgment might be perverted. Not chas v'sholem, that the one whom the Torah considers as a tzaddik will deliberately paskin ishaile. He'll paskin it in Torah negatively. I mean, then he has to be a real scoundrel. I mean, if that is the case, but it means he'll become unconsciously so biased because of the sheikhet that he will not even feel, and his intelligence, his ingenuity will start operating, you know, to show that al pidin he is akar and the other one is chayav. So in other words, so this is why Rashi says, when he explains the kiyum of someone paskening the shayla in isa v'heter, so then Rashi says people will only say that he's getting schar, not that people will say he paskened incorrectly. Because in order to pasken ishaile visa v'heter incorrectly, then you have to be corrupt. You have to be corrupt to pasken it incorrectly. Masheikin in the Torah benod l'chaveirei. So there are always ways, you know. So there is way of saying in every din Torah, if somebody can find his chus for each part, There isn't it in Torah in which a Dayan shouldn't be able to find this chus for Yidapal. There is always, it's not black and white in the Torah. If it's a Shaila Nisam Heter, so it's black and white. Either it's Muta or it's Osa. But when it's a Sichsech, so it's not usually, it's not a Sichsech between an angel and the devil. It's not the black and white. So in other words, so if somebody, let's say, gets a certain compensation, so he might become so biased that unconsciously he'll become biased. And he'll really, in good faith, he'll find his source. So it's not that people are so vicious. They're not so vicious. Because people know human nature. So Mimele, they'll start talking. That's why in regard to the psak of the dialogue in Torah, we don't have a way. So it says, people say, shall yemru bishul karziko. But in regard to a shailen, he's a heter. So then it's black and white, he's a heter. I mean, you can say. Sometimes there is such a shailen that if you have a certain interest, since the both ways are seem to be equally sound, then it's possible that the person will unconsciously be influenced by the schar he gets. But if it is ordinarily, a shaila misav heter is a shaila of black and white. In other words, if it's a shaila, whether it's treif or not treif, it's not so easy, you know, to manipulate through ingenuity. But in Torah, it's very easy to manipulate. And he will not even be conscious of it. All right. Shore buche, kishohoy okay, and maybe we follow prayer, liris mume. Voy matir elohoy okay, achmenu, mitzaris prayer. Prayer nei, bizman aze, uchshu tam in roo liklu, di sheikh et kotchen de chus. Rafriz de keen hal, kidamrinon bibroches. Kidamrinon bibroches. Shmeinim zugim achi, ke anim nisuyim, shmeinim zugis achoyis kahanis. Prayer nimmt aber ihm mit Verleut im Mischkot, die Damen und die Prayers, Kopsu am Gdoschen in Schrotje, bin im Korin bei Itlis, bin im Korin bei Litre, Chutz mit der Prayer war Meister, why? Because they... Say, Lacherim, וינוי סין עמויס מיד, מה היא כבמי יוכן לחשדני? ושום צמא לי סין, ששייק לי על ליטחון מיטב הבוסו. כל יהיה מן העמי, חילת לי כובד, דומי חולי, מן המיטב. אורי. עומר רב חיז, דגמור, איזהו תלמיד חורכם, זהו ריף את ריף אל העצמי. So, who is it תלמיד חורכם? So, one, when he has a shaila in his own behemoths. He has a shaila. And it is the kind of shaila that you can easily say one way or the other. It's not a black and white child. It's not a black and white child. So, see, it's a shaila where you have to use your umden. And if he passes for himself, that's a raya that is a tantra. In other words, if somebody paskins in Issa Veheter, where it's not a black and white child, where you could say either way with cogent logic, and still he paskins Issa, so that's a raya is a real comfort. So reif et treif el atzmei, kishenei wa atzofik treif es bimhemtei, vinire beitam Issa vitam lehem. ויום רב חיז איזהו סיינה ואתונס יחיה זה הורי טריפו לעצמי. So Rashi says ודאי סיינה ואתונס אחרים שאף על שלי אינכי מית להכריע להת. We see from this Gemara that the Yisod of saying Matanis Yechye is not in order not to be nehene from other people. On the contrary, that wouldn't be Mitzvah. That would be Gaile. I mean, in other words, if a person doesn't want to be nehene from other people, so he thinks, in other words, he is superior to other people. He is self-sufficient. No one person is self-sufficient. So, but why is there in Midas Chassidus not to accept Matones? So it's based upon another concept, of the concept of Yikia Kapecho Kiseich Lashrecha V'Tevloch. In other words, a person should not accustom himself to gain things without hard work. So Mele says, Rav Chaim says, in other words, that means that if he had a shaila in his own behemoth, and it's not a black and white shaila, it is the kind of a shaila we could easily be madrid and find kamo psoki like that, and still he didn't rely on it, on those psoki, and the asas that lacks me, so that shows that this person is not an epicurean type of a person who likes to enjoy life and without any sacrifices, without any difficulties. So such a person will certainly not be mikabel, will not be disposed to be mikabel matones. Who is disposed to be mikabel matones? To get all kinds of gifts. A person who doesn't like to work hard, who wants to lead an affluent life without working hard, he is disposed to be mikabel matones. But if a person is dedicated to the concept of Yikia Kapecho Kiseichel Ashrecho V'Tevloch, he doesn't want to be mikabel matones. Why should he be mikabel matones of $100,000 and not work? He'll prefer to work hard and make a living. So mele, the fact that a person gave up, let's say, a behemoth that might be worth hundreds of dollars, even though it wasn't a black and white child, so that shows that he's not an Epicurean type. All right. So, Dorash Mar Zutche, Mishmei Rav Chisde, Kol Mishkele V'Sheine V'Reye Treifel Atzme, V'Shimesh Talmid Chachomim, Olo V'Akosu V'Imeir, Yigia Kapecho Kiseichel, Ashrecho V'Tevlof. Ashrecho V'Tevlof. So in other words, so what do you mean? V'Shimesh Talmid Chachomim, Shimish Talmid Chachomim, Gomar Litaretz Tamei HaMishne U'Mishnayis HaSeisri Zue Zu V'Hayne Gimor Yiga Kepecho Kiseichel V'Chimdi Al Shalei Nechemet Kolshkin Shei Nechemet B'Shel Acherim Lignei V'Ligze Rav Zvid Reimeya, Omar Zeichem Neichel Shnei Yolomi, so in Mazeh v'Mabo, Ashrecho b'Mazeh v'Tevloch l'Mabo. Rav Lezeh HaKav Mishadrelim b'Nisiyeh Mideh Lo Yishok. When the Nosi, the Rishgulus, it means, sent him a gift, so Rav Lezeh refused to accept it. V'Chav Mizamnelei Lo Yozo. And when he was invited for dinner, to eat with someone, an important person, he didn't go. And what was his answer? Omar, the Kroboye Mar de Heche, Tichzil Sinematonis Yeche, he said to the Rish Gulusi, you shouldn't feel insulted, but after all, you don't expect me, you don't blame me for being eager to live, and so maybe I don't want to be Kalmatonis. So, in other words, so he applied the Sinematonis Yeche even in regard to eating at other places' homes. Rabzeire had a different chit. Rabzeire had a different chit. So he said, when they sent him gifts, he didn't take it. But if he was invited to eat at somebody's home, he gladly accepted. Omar is yakure with misyakhadi. Because why would they invite me? They invite me because they want to help me out. They want to help out themselves. They want to enhance their own status. So that word, so by accepting the invitation, he did a chesed to them. Omar Rav Yude, Omar Rav, Nikvo ki, Nikvo ki napo mitzalfin lerubi. In other words, if the Gargaris was perforated like a sieve, you know, a sieve, so you have very tiny, tiny little nikovim in the sieve. So suppose you have the Gargaris, you don't have any real nekev. You don't have any real nekev. Very, very tiny, hardly visible. But a number of them, a number of nikovim, number of nikovim. So what's the shear? What's the shear? So the halacha is, so it mitzdarf in the rubin. In other words, if by combining all the nikovim, if it has maybe 50 nikovim, but every nekev by itself is microscopic, so small. But if there are so many nikovim that the total will add to the rov of the circumference of the gargaris, so then it's asur. It's asur. Mosif Rabbi Yirmiyah of Gilgeles sheyeish bo nekev ve'achot if in the skull ligabei tumas mes. So there is a machleket b'shamay and b'silel. There is a machleket between b'shamay and b'silel. How much, what kind of a diminution has to be in the skull, in the human skull, in order that it should not be considered as a Rugin Leshleimo, and it will not be Mitame Be'el. It will not be Mitame Be'el. So B'shamay say Kimle Magdeach. B'silel say Kishnot Menachay Yoms. Now it doesn't make any difference. So let's say, so uv gilgeil sheyeish bo nekev ve'achot uch afilu yeish bo nikovim harbe mitzdarfin magdei rashi uv gilgeil is gabi yomes kan gibi hayidecham b'chom b'shev kuzo nesev uv gilgeil is b'sham yeim etlo magdiach b'sul eimrim shinot machai b'yomus havech esorom v'mitame amrinom b'cheres כמה ירות מהחי ביום מוסקל מקדיח שורף ויתון על עודים יאי בנקף יחוד אור וכשי נוג ראי נעשי אם ייתנו אורגי בקוז לא מקדיח is like the drills full, I mean the kind of a nekev that will be bored by a certain drill, but that's round. So suppose you don't have a circle nekev ויתון על עודים יאי בנקף יחוד אור וכשי נוג they may say yitno or kilogli we have it only mag the have his son oh yeah feel he is been coming tan so kulo mit stop von mag the so that was in one of two ways either if we can be mishay if it can be changed let's say so ptos it's not a circular neck if it's a circular neck so we have to see whether it is it has the size of Kli Magdeach or not, but suppose it's a rectangular nekev, so we have to determine as to whether this rectangular nekev could be transformed, could be changed into a circular nekev of Kli Magdeach. Or suppose you have a number of perforations, but the total will add up to Kli Magdeach, so it's also considered as a substantial diminution in the skull, and it's not mitame be'er. Oh, I'll make even the shiurim lemagdiach, lemagdiach mitzdarfin. So we see that wherever there is a shiur of lemagdiach, so if you have a number of microscopic nikovim, so they adapt to magdiach. Now here we have two shiurim in Gargaris. Gargaris is asuro if it's severed berubo. But even if it's not severed berubo, but there is a chisorn in the size of an iser is a certain magdeach. So if there is a chisorn in the gargaris, the size of a kiiser, even though it's not severed berubo, it's also there. So the question is, why do we say if you have a number of microscopic nikov, so then only they add up to the rov of the gargaris? No, just as ligabi gugeles, if they add up to mle magdiach, So it's already considered as a good gel shino shleimo, and it's not mitabeyal. So here too, since we have besides the aloche of psuko berubo, we have aloche that if nechsero kiisa, so it's treve. So even the microscopic nikovim add up to a nisa, even though they don't add up to a rov. So it should be treve. Why we say only when the microscopic, when the total, the microscopic nikovim add up to a rov? Auch ein Name kim nicht johi kiisa, oder isa mitzaf, und eben die don't add up to a rov. Ich stammte ho de Omer af Chelbe, Omer af Chome Bagurie, Omer af. Nikovim sheyesh bem chisorei, mitztarfin lechisa. Vishayim bem chisorei, mitztarfin lechisa. Now, of course, on an ideal level, every nekev, theoretically, has a certain kind of a microscopic chisor. Because if it didn't have any chisor, it wouldn't be even under the microscope, you wouldn't be able to see a chisor. But that's not called a chisor. In other words, a chisor is called a chisor that you could measure. But if the chisor is so small, that with the actual instruments, you couldn't even measure. Let's say if it is, let's say, half an inch, a third of an inch, a fourth of an inch, a fifth of an inch. So it's called you could measure it. But could you measure, a 1/10,000th of an inch? I don't think that even today they have such instruments. And if they do, so they probably worked very hard on making such instruments. So in other words, if it is that kind of a chisor that is hardly visible to the eye, and it's impossible to measure it, so that's called the nekev shein b'chisor. So the halacha is, Yom Rav Chel, Yom Rav Chom, Vavur Yom Rav, Nikovim sheyesh bem chisoren, mitztarfin lechsheisa, v'sheim bem chisoren. So only if it adds up to a rov. V'sheim bem chisoren, mitztarfin lechsheisa. All right. Now, Al Midrash, Al Mekivim, Dishir Chisong, Dirk Medeach, Umistav, Nikom Naktan, Nikom Medeach, Klav Achad Lekev, Vyav, Mishur Achine, Ochen Ame, Av, Ogav, Dibi Psuk, Kesagar Geres, Shur Lerube, Gav, Nikubet, Namas, Nisat, Kamu, Techsa, Ad Ki Yisra, Italki, Al Menekev, Akone, Trifos, Et Chiyisa, Gav, Nikom Iktani, Bo Yiki Yisra, Lishamun, Ishtam, Tura, Amakshe, Istav, Lerube, Dehavi, Kipzik, Ibao, Me, Vilo, Imechsere, Vinikvo, Kinapo, Name, Bilek, Yachisore, But in the name, if there are mikovim of that the heavy sorry, so then even if it adds up to a niser, it's already treif. Omer Rabbi Barachone, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, nitlo imeno. Ritzuo mitztarfes lechiser. So in other words, suppose what was nital was a rectangular piece. Now iser has a circular shape. So then we have to determine if that rectangular piece, if you could be changed into a circular piece of kiiser, so maybe it's time. Boy, minei Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman, Rabbi Shimon Levi, nikvo kinafo ma'u. Suppose many nikovim occurred in the form of a sieve. Omer Aryom, nikom sheif chisor mistarfin chiiser, v'sheim chisor mistarfin chirube. So why do you ask? So the Gemara says, "Be'efema." The shayla is in an off. In an off. Now let's see. Be'efema. Nikovim the chisorim bov. The lekel meima begager as the day. Ki yisa. Bichamo haveshur. Suppose there are a number of nikovim sheyesh bem chisor. In an off. So then the halacha is that in a behemo, if that would occur, so only if the nikovim sheyesh bem chisor would add up to a total of a nisa. So that's all right in the behavior. Mashein came in and off, so the whole gageras itself is not a nisa. So we cannot say that if the nikovim sheyesh b'chisoron do not adapt to a nisa, adapt to have a nisa, that it's not rave. After all, the whole gageras is not a nisa. So how are we mishayer that it should be trait? So he says, "Beifemai, Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeinu Lidin, Forshin Leil Rav Lezer, Mikaplei Umanichei Al Pi Hakone, Im Chiv Vesrei Hakone Treiv, Vim Lav Ksheir." So let's say that here is the Kone. Let's say this is the Kone, and well, you know, if it wouldn't be so big, I mean. So suppose you have here, you have a number of nikovim. You have a number of nikovim. So you take out, let's say, on this strip, there are a number of nikovim. So you cut out, I mean, it's after shrite, I mean, so you can do whatever you want. So you cut out that piece, that strip, that has the numerous nikovim. And then, once you cut out that piece that is all perforated, you know, in the form of a sieve, you take that piece, let's say, so you cut out. So let's say, that strip happens to be, let's say, over here. So let's say, you cut it out. And let's say that this is the piece that was cut out from over here. That was the strip that was perforated in the form of a sieve. Then you take, when you cut out that strip, you put it on top of the gageras. So he says, "Mikaplei umanich la b'kana im chifes riva kone." If that strip will cover rov of the pia kone, of the mouth of the kone, so it's straight, even though it's much less than a nisa. Vim lav kshe, omarav pope visimonoch nafye. In order to remember it, so you should, I mean, until Chassidus HaTalmud, so everything had to be remembered, because you're not allowed to teach Mitzvah Haksav, only Baal Peh. So they needed some money. So in other words, so in order to remember this din, it's a good clue, a good way of remembering that din. In other words, that in order to determine enough whether the Nikvo Kinapo is sufficiently large to be matriv the off, so you have to cut out that strip that is perforated, and then to put it on the mouth of the gageres, and to see as whether that strip, that cut out strip, whether it covers rov of the mouth of the gageres. So you should remember it. In other words, that if it's nikwa like a sieve, like an apple, so you have to make it like an apple. Now, what do you do in an apple? You put the seed, you put, let's say, a pot, and then you throw in certain things and you sift it through. So in other words, here, so you take the strip and you put it on the mouth, the way an apple is put in a pot. So in other words, so it's not only that the negev is like an apple, the way to determine whether it has the shio of being matriv is also in the form of a napo. All you have to remember is napo. In other words, napo in the nekev, and napo also in determining as to whether it is treif or not. Mikaple, chitel matam na kovim bitzdeim at shiuchu mikaple otzuo shein bot lapi piyakonim anichu mafnakovim al piyakonim. Yichayve bin akovim vasholim shebi nekev unokim. Is riba kone avod mitkoin gerila kirube. So what's the chidesh? The chidesh is, you know, when you have nikovim, let's say, like in an apple. I mean, I won't make such nikovim, because that. So, and then in the form of an apple, we see. Now, so then you take. This strip, So you put this strip on top of the, on top. So you have one nekef here, and then you have another nekef here, in the middle you have no nikov. So even though when it covers, when the strip, so the strip contains certain portions that are not perforated. So you could say, only if the perforated portion of the strip cover rov of the mouth of the gargeres, then it's straight. But if the perforated portion of the strip by itself does not cover the major portion of the mouth of the gargeres, but together with the thing, the unperforated portion, it covers, you could argue, then it's not straight. So there's a chiddush in this. Aber gab dem mit kommen kriegen lecker ruf. Streife hol wie ich mir gesagt. Wie sie uns nicht hast mit kommen soll es sehr knapp. Du an nicht wo knapp kamen. Wie sie mo noch schon mit dich kach mal so und ich mir kies auch in Stauf in Europa. Naf jo kein Scheiß in Naf. Sie man nicht schon mir die Sonne auf Assus auf die Eiga und das sind wir hol. Wie ke je hol. Nicht wo knapp aus Auto und mal sie Napo ich. Ora. Na nächstes. Now here we have a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam. Or the Rosh is like the Rambam. Rashi explains that Nifrosokideles means, let's say, suppose there is like a Dallas. So it was Nifriso like this. And so here it's nifriso, here it's nifriso, and here it's nifriso. But like a dallas, here it's attached. So, but it wasn't taken out. But it was split like this. You had a strip in the gargeres. You had a strip in the gargeres. So now let's say this is the gargeres. That's the sefer gargeres. That's the sefer gargeres. So then it was there was a slit. So here there is a slit, but here there is no slit. But the whole thing, the piece of tissue remains there. Except, it's nifri, so there is a slit here on three sides, a slit here and a slit here. But here there is no slit. But the piece of tissue remained. So this is how Rashi explains it. Nifri, so kemindeles. We will need a lapras. The piece of tissue was not removed from the gageres. Elotolu veinit. Zokuf shom came dallas bimzuzos like the dallas. So you open the door, so you don't remove the door, but on one side it's not, there is no slit, and here on three sides there is a slit. So what is the shiur to be traced? After all, you cannot say that if it was nifriso in the size of an iser, so then it's right. Because that is the shiur when a piece of tissue in the size of an iser was removed. But here nothing was removed. So what is the shiur? Nibris of Gedeles. Omar Rav Nachman, Kideshi Koneis, Iser Lerorbe. In other words, that's more than an iser. Because in order that an iser, the rechav of an iser should go through, then the slit must be much more than an iser. Much more than an iser. So since it wasn't removed, so memele, it must be nifchas to such an extent that an iser could freely move through it, be inserted. Because you can't see the robe. We see a God who is there. The Ochabin and Nichnas Vieitze. In other words, the pcha should be so large that without any difficulties, without any friction, a nisa should be able to move freely into that pras. Doch bin ich nicht das wie jetzt. Mich in den kann ich sorry. Da dele sei sie mir salet. Now that's the Rashi's pshat. The Rambam he mentions all the halacha gageres. Gageres she nifzak chayv chalolo b'mokim orol lishchite areizen veli. V'chein in nikvo kiisa. Nikvo nikovim tanim, im nikovim sheim bem chisorin heim yistavim eruhu. V'im nikovim sheim bem chisorin yistavim chiisa. V'chein in nitla menu ritzuo yistavim chiisa. Uve'iv kol shiru mikapilo ritzuo yanikovim sheim bem chisorin manichin al piyakone im chayv v'eschub in veilo im vav kshel. Now, this halacha. Nikwa hagageres nekev mifulesh mishneides do kidei sheikone iskise al liror bei nivel nivel omar avrom ze pirush mishimus u pirush yisei al nifris so the raivet is chilek you see so the Rambam hens another pshat that if nikwa hagageres nekev mifulesh mishneides do deo now, that sounds very strange. In other words, you have a gageres. So, if a chison ki isa, it takes place in the gageres. Suppose, let's say this is a chison ki isa. So you have in one side of the gageres, such a piece of tissue, a circular piece of tissue, kiisa, was taken out, so then it's straight. Even though, on the other side of the circumference, nothing was taken out. Nothing was taken, just on one side. As long as there is a chison in one, and the other side, it's not mifulesh, so it's already treif. But, the shaila is, nikva agageres nekev mifulesh mishnei zodeo, not only was there a chisore on this side of the gageret, but on the other side, kineget, there is also a chisore. Also a chisore. So, in other words, so that makes it more homo. So, what do you expect? That since when you have a chisore that is not mifurish, so if it has the size of a nisa, so then it's treifo even though on the other side. There is no chisorin. So, if you have on both sides a chisorin of nisa, a chisorin of nisa on this side of the circumference of the gageres, and then a chisorin of nisa on the other side of the gageres. So, of course, it's right, but you would expect that even if it's mifulesh, so even if on each side it's much less than chisor in Yisera, so as long as it's mifulesh, it should be treif. But look what the Rambam says: Nikwa gageres nekev mifulesh mishnei zodeo ki shikones Yisera liror beinivel. Isn't that strange? Now, ki shikones Yisera is much more than the size of Yisera, because that means that there is such a nekev that a nisa could freely pass through. Let's say, if you have in this piece of paper a nekev just like a nisa, will you be able to push through a nisa? No. In order to, that a nisa, a dime. Let's say, if you make a chisong here, in this piece of paper, like a dime, the size of a dime, So a dayim will not be able to pass freely through that nekev. In order that a dayim should be able to pass through the nekev freely, then the nekev must be more than a dayim. Then the chol of that nekev must be more than a dayim. So then a dayim, let's say, if the nekev will be a nekev of light of a nickel, so then a dime will be able to pass through it. The nekev will be a nekev like of a quarter. So then, without any difficulty, without encountering friction, you'll be able to push through a dime, to and fro. But, so, kishikonis iser is more than the size of an iser. Now, if it's not mifulesh, if the nekev is just on one side, so then it's straight. If the size of the nekev is the size of a nisa, and if it has a nekev here and the nekev on the other side is kineged mifulesh, so then we need it. That's inconceivable. So what's the pshat? So the Rosh says the same thing. Now let's see what the Rosh says. It's a paragraph yud. So he says, "Umetich divrei Rav Alfez al mashmad or the koma beif alikoy anikva kenapo alikoy ashiyo chisoni chagares umiboyel beif sheim bichagares shoyi kiisa mashiyo chesreini umforis the shiyo chesreini bichvi asrei piakone shai kosav oisi bosarim nitni men ritzuyim atar biisa uvinifris al kosav vinifris al chagares kin she nikvo nekev mifulesh sheyesh bechisorei des drif shite." The Rif was the one who explained that one. Omer Rav Nachman Neimrim Chivul Shikones Yisal Rorbe Ufi Shanekev Mifulesh Mishnei Evrei Hagageres Mitre Vishiyokot. So what kind of Vishiyokot is this? Vishiyogodo. So the Madani Yomtev explains it, and that he mentions in the Nemtur Mitre Vishiyokot Piresh Biu Vidina. Piresh Biu Vidina. In other words, now let's say that this is a Canadian penny. Okay, so let's say this is the Isa. So the sheer cotton doesn't mean this whole thing, doesn't mean this, but it means uvye, this. If it's not mifulesh, so then the nekev must be the size of this. This is the rorbe, the size of this. But if it's mifulesh, so even if you have two small nekevi, but on each side, one connected the other, and each nekev just has the uvye of this iser, so mele, it's already three. Now this is how the Torah explains it. But it's very strange. The Rambam uses the lashon rorbei, but it means uvye. Uvye, so. But the Torah explains it. Now, similar medallion in the two. From the beginning, Gageresh and Nifsak Rif Cholo, Bimokim Oro, Lishochit, Trev, Avon Nifsak Rif Halolo, Aval Pisho Reva Kevo, Im Titstarif, Im Euve Oer, Ksheiro, Vim Nikwa Fuyesh Bachisoin, called Manche Minekev Kiisa Ksheiro, Vim Chasero Kiisa Trev, Vim Nizdikologo, Vyesh Bachisoin, Mistar of Kiisa, Vim Nikav Sovi Fekevo, Nikom Dakim Zeitzel Zek, Nikwe Anapo, the form of a sieve. Im yesh bechisor mistam v'lisa. Shim yesh kiisa b'mkomim mashon shebeneim treifo. Vim beibo chisor shiurim berubo. Uveiv sheyesh b'mkomim kinapo in shiure kifishir isa lebeimo. Elechei techamokim amnukov kinapo misim al pichol la'akone. Im yesh beisech ticho lechas ischu bishalchol la'akone anokov menu im asholim. So both are mitzuret. Even the sholim. Between one and another. Shebeneim kovim treifo. Vim wav kshero. Nifrisok moidele shel nitla pras, elo tolo veime visoko shom kidele sal pia rubo, im a pras godel kidi shi kones vieitzi be yisa treif. So in Rashi's pshat, it means the whole Lisa should freely be able to go in and come out. Vizeu yesa mechisa. Vim lav shein el kisa mitzumtzum kshiro. Kivim shadeles seis manekev. V'arambam kosav, nivriso nekev mifulesh, mishnei zdodim. Kidei shein konis isa lerov batreif. Because it's mifulesh. It has the same nekev on both sides, opposite each other. On both sides of the circumference. V'chein kosav rav alfes. Kivim shein nikvom mishnei zdodim, nitrev vishio kotn, perush. What kind of a shiur cotton is it? Is it shiur godel? No. Even though the Rambam uses loshen lirorbo, but it doesn't mean lirorbo. The whole iser, the whole matbeya should be able to go through. But kiu veidina. All right. Now, the next child. Nizdiko. Suppose in the kone, there is a slit. In the erech, there's the kone. Suppose there is a slit in the erech. So, how large must that slit in the erech kone be to become asuro? Omarav afu nishtayabo el chuli achas, lemailo v'chuli achas lemato. Because the kone has a number of rings of cartilage, rings around it. So he says, even if the kone, let's say the slit, I mean, extends a long way lengthwise in the kone, but if at the ring there is no slit, so then it's chill. As long as one ring, so there are two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat is that chulia means one ring, and tapa shomayt. Uvein ani Rashi sholish tapoiz. Kedamrinom b'minoches kedi sheikra v'yishne v'yishalish havechulia legabitzitzis. So here too, when it means three rings. So if there it's intact and there is no slit, it's not split over there at the rings, it's not split, so then it's shem. Afilo when shtayabo lechuli achas lemalchul achlamatik shem. Amru kamei derabi. Why is it necessary that at the rings it shouldn't be split? But he says, he's more making. He says, Elohime, afilo in ishtayabe yel mashu lemailu, u mashu lematuk shem. In other words, if there is a slit lengthwise in the kone, so only if the slit runs, is coextensive with the whole length of the kone, of the tube, of the cylindrical tube of the kone. But suppose on top, there is no split, and here at the bottom, there is no split, but even though there is a long slit between the two points on top and at the bottom that are intact without the split, so it's kshem. Amru kamei derabbi yichon mishmei derabbi yenis in hoche that afilu in ishtayo bo lemashu lemailu lemashu lemato ksheiro, even though in the area of the ring it is also split, as long as the split is not coextensive with the whole length of the cylindrical tube of the cone. I'm good. So Amru Kamid Rabbi Mishmid Rabbin is Hoche. In other words, that afu nishtayabel mashal mailo shomato so ikshero omalu. Oh, mishmid Rabbi Nissen, hoche omalu yadin chavrim bavloye lifrushe kaitayim. In other words, Rabbi Nissen came from Bava. So Rabbi Yechanan said about Rabbi Nissen, my colleague from Bobel, that is referring to Rabbi Yenison, knew how to formulate the problem. All right. מחולי מחולי לכם מחולי לכם לא מלכם מחולי זה לא לקום הרב כעשינו מוקם רבי ימשו רבי איסן לכם כעשינו לי כדי אמרי הורי לקום רבי איכנו משהו מייל משהו למטה מוקם רבי ימשו רבי איסן חבר הוא לא יהיה רבי איסן מבובל סולי כי קים פעם בובל כי הייתה מלי שווה קום תונה רפחי וייסף קם לרבי איכנו כל הצבו כולי כושר לשחיתה מתפס הגדילו עד כמפירי התחתים in other words the whole neck is kosher for shrit. From the tabas agdelo, up to the lobes of the lungs. Omar rove tachteino shehi alieno. In other words, when we say when he says Tachteino, when he says Tabas, which Tabas is referring? So he really means the lowermost ring. But the lowermost ring, when the behavior lachashchita is suspended with the legs l'maylo, so that comes the uppermost ring. Hatachteino. כי נפור שרום את תחתינו כשאבים התלוי עוד העיני נסתליץ שיהיה עלינו כשאיר זה מכון איברי התלוי עולמד תחתינו שיהיה עלינו שאני אימר כל ששפישת סבו וראי ובלבד שלוי תיאונס so in other words that whatever, you know, in other words, the whole tzav is all the shri, but sometimes the behavior stretches out the tzav. So when we say the whole tzav, so do we mean to the tzav, the whole area of the tzav in its normal position, or the whole area of the tzav when it stretches it out? So he says that the whole area of the tzav, when it's stretched out, is all the shri. Now that took shot. That was it. Uvachali tones. Now, so then boy Rafhanine vitim Rafhanani. Unso atmoma. So in other words, what it means uvachali tones? Except if, let's say, the sheikhet artificially stretches out the neck of the behemoth. So let's say, if let's say, normally before the sheikhet stretches out the neck of the behemoth, so it's up to here. Then the sheikhet might stretch out artificially the neck of the behemoth, so it'll be up to here. So he couldn't shecht in this area. Because it's only when the behemoth has stretched out by itself, not when the sheikhet stretches it out. So the Gemara has an abaye, but suppose it's onso atzmo, Onsa atzmo, so Rashi says, Lonsa atzmo lifshik mei tzavo v'shashchitema. And Teisa says, Onsa atzmo sheposhto reisho yisa midai mutliyari bebea. That's that guy. So Teisa. Yosef Rav Meichel Rav Shlom Lokish nofish milse benayim. Onas v'simonim v'shochat psul. In other words, if he b'yodayim stretched out this morning, the shochat, so it's psul, because that's not the natural place of the simoni. Nikavakon limado, limato, minachose, nidin kerei. In other words, because the kone, the windpipe extends into the chest too. So when do we...